We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Hello, Rob. What's going on, my man?
Not too much. Glad to hear your voice again. Ready to go?
You must not have much to do, Rob.
I know no game for the Wildcats this Saturday, but I know you guys had a scrimmage yesterday. Talk about how the scrimmage went and what you were able to learn from that.
You know, I thought it went pretty well. As we progressed through the scrimmage, you know, our younger guys got an awful lot of reps. Obviously, the most important position that we had to take a look at is the quarterback position. And it's coming down to a two-man competition right now between Brett Edwards and Max Brosmer. And the Edwards kids yesterday came out and had an unbelievable day. You know, he went 18 for 19 with 176 yards and a couple TDs. He just had a presence, escapability, and did some things. Ironically, you know, he had been practicing well, but the other guy had a couple good days leading into the scrimmage, and he was, you know, 6 for 8. You know, you watch these two kids, and as Ricky said yesterday in one of our meetings, our quarterback coach Ricky Santos just talking. You know, they're both showing growth, and they're both doing good things. But you know, the guy that can do it on a consistent basis is going to be the guy that's going to help us win football games. And we still got a good thing is we still got another 2 weeks to get ready to see who's going to play. But I was pleased with their play. I thought Brian Espinette, our wide receiver there, hung on to the ball and caught it and got open in space and did some things. And then defensively, when our top guys were in there, our ones and twos, they created 3 turnovers. They scored on defense. So it was a good give and take between the whole team. So it was a pretty good scrimmage.
You mentioned Ricky Santos back on your staff, certainly one of the best quarterbacks in CAA football history and a guy who played for you as a young guy himself. What kind of perspective has he been able to provide with the potential of either putting a redshirt freshman or a true freshman, you know, under center for the first game?
Well, the thing of it is he's lived that experience, you know, and here's a kid that came in redshirted and then was backing up the starter. And then 20 plays into the first game against Delaware, you know, he was thrust into a role of having to go play football, and he never looked back. You know, the big thing that Ricky has, he brings in experience there, he brings in expertise there, and he brings something that I think is very important for that position, an understanding that you've got to be prepared when you're going. So, you know, you talk to all 5 quarterbacks in the room, you hear him talk to them about being ready, be the what do you want to call it, the next guy up, or when your opportunity comes. You know, you never know when you're going to get that shot and do it. And Ricky's been great with the quarterbacks, and he's been great with the whole team that way, you know, and been very happy with the way that everybody's connected with him, and more important, the way he's coached.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Obviously, you got to replace one of the all-time greats at wide receiver and Neil O'Connor, but you did get Malik Love back after he battled a bunch of injuries a year ago. How has he looked? And then you mentioned Brian Espinette, but who are some of the other guys that maybe have stepped up at that position?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, Malik Love's had a hell of a camp, you know, and it starts all by being healthy. And this kid has worked his tail off with his hamstring since last January to get where he is right now. And he's been our best receiver in fall camp. And, you know, here's a kid who had 65 and 70 catches. You know, he's been in the mix and knows what he's doing. So we feel pretty good about him at that position. At the other receiving positions right now, Brian Espinette's had a good day. You know, he didn't have a good day on Saturday, but came back and had a great day on Sunday. We got some young kids out there, Charles Briscoe. There's a group of guys that have not played a whole lot of football for us, Mikey Ballas, BJ Hill. You know, we got to find three or four guys that can complement Malik Love in that thing, and some of it has to go to Malone Woods, our tight end, as well. So freshman from Florida named Helmus has played very, very well and done a very good job of catching the ball. You know, Griffin Helm, a kid has been a backup right to Malik, and has done a really nice job all fall camp. So pretty encouraged by our receiving core. But, again, they got to get in the hot water to figure out how really good they are.
One more on the offensive side of the ball is the running game, which I know you feel like in talking to you in July, you feel like could be as good as you've had in a while or back to the standards you want with Carlos and Evan. Talk about how those guys have looked.
Well, Carlos has been hit a little bit with a nagging hamstring, but when he's been healthy, he's looked very good running the football and hitting it. Evan's been very, very good, especially the last five practices. And the other kid that has grown leaps and bounds and has been good since he got here a year ago is Dylan Lobby. So I feel those three kids, we got to find a way to get them all on the field. You know, if that means putting Lobby in there as a slot receiver and using him on speed sweeps and things of that nature, and having Evan Gray be a two-back in the offense and helping, you know, block and catch the ball in the backfield, doing a lot of different things. We've got to utilize their abilities. I think they're good football players. More importantly, I think they're pretty good playmakers.
Let's switch sides to the defense and a lot of experience back, especially in that secondary. How much are you counting on those guys to sort of be the leaders of the group?
They got to be, you know, and if you look at it right now, three of our captains that were voted on last week are in the back half of the defense, you know, and it starts with Pop Lacey at safety, you know, our returning all-conference player, and, you know, he's had a very, very good camp, and he's the leader back there, the quarterback gets already lined up. Then Mike Balsamo, who's playing linebacker for us, is going to start for us and getting his opportunity. He's doing a good job. But the kid who probably has had the best camp and was voted captain last week and has done just about everything we need him to do to be, you know, that guy back there for us is Isaiah Perkins. And he's had a hell of a camp, practiced well, picked one, took it to the house yesterday in the scrimmage. Just really happy to see the way he's playing technique-wise, coverage-wise, and all that.
You guys, as we touched on, you have the open week, but Holy Cross, who is your week one opponent, plays at Navy. How much is there a benefit at all being able to watch them, or would you rather, you know, get some game reps and not be playing week one? Is there any advantage one way or another? I'm sure you've been through this before.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's a double-edged sword. You know, you want to be playing, you know, and that would need to be both of your first games, so you'd have the same kind of, you know, I guess first game jitters, you know, the nervousness and not knowing. The good thing for not playing, you get to see them play a little bit and be able to evaluate some of their talent, the guys that are on, because, you know, you're not sure after last year who's going to be playing what. The problem is they're playing a triple option offense. They're not playing an offense that's similar to ours. But, you know, we're going to get to see their offense against a very good Navy defense. So there's give and takes on it. The thing that I'm excited about is that, you know, we've got a couple weeks left to get ready for our opener, and I'm looking forward to still preparing like it's camp and then also getting ready for Holy Cross in some ways.
All right, Coach Mack, we'll dive a little deeper into Holy Cross next Monday, but hope things go well over the next week of practice, and we'll talk again next Monday.
You too, Rob. Have a great week, bud.